He's been married 5 times.
Really?
He went out with Stevie Nicks.
Who didn't, though?
Struggled with alcohol and drugs for most of his career.
Really? A rock star?
That's weird.
But he hasn't touched it since 93.
Is it? So he's still alive?
Yeah.
Wow.
How old is he?
He is 69.
That's still younger than I thought.
Is that a hard life, as they say?
What a great tune that is.
Mm.
Only discovered that, or did rediscovered that the other night watching Joe Dirt. So,
is that where you heard it?
Yeah, that's that. As bad as that is, it's got a great soundtrack.
Yep.
Not a great movie at all.
Not great content,
but,
no.
That Ozzy Osbourne cover of Rocky Mountain Way, actually all right.
It's not too like, bad, is it?
It sucks, but it's good. I know that there's fun behind it.
Says more about the song, doesn't it?
That
a standard cover still sounds pretty cool.
That's why I love that those Black Sabbath tribute albums, the Nativity in Black 1 and 2.
They were great.
Fantastic. That's how great Black Sabbath are, that they can be covered by bands vastly different than them. Sepultura, Rob Zombie.
Industrial metal band, yeah, that wasn't Zombie.
Yeah.
That did Supernaut, some really like techno version of it. It was awesome.
Biohazard.
Yeah.
Who else did we have? Corrosion of Conformity.
Dickinson singing Sabbath Bloody Sabbath. Remember how good that was?
There was some real good stuff in there, and those were modern recordings.
Machine Head.
Yeah, they did. That wasn't very good, though.
But, I mean, I got those two albums. Yeah, exactly. It was fun. It was heavy. Don Tuckwell got those albums in for me.
Of course
God
he did.
Love him. Can't believe how quickly that's gone away. That was when I inherited $10,000. I spent most of it on music as a teenager, and it was such a big part of my life. And now
and you might have actually been the last person under 25 spending money on CDs too.
Oh, well, I certainly kept Donnie going for a little while. But he had like a little reward system anyway.
Well, the reward system's good. I think that should work.
Yeah, correct.
In a music store.
Every now and then I get a free disc. It's fantastic. Yeah. Of my choice. Well, you're up to a freebie, Jake. Go and choose something. I will, Don. Thanks very much. Not why I come here, but...
That's a great business practice. Like, that's how it should be.
Mm.
Is it messing up in your headphones?
No, mine sound great.
All right, so... I don't know whether we want to get into news things or... I'm thinking we should try and steer away from politics for a little while.
It's too easy to just talk about it forever.
Yeah, yeah. And it's just... I'm getting bored of it.
Yeah, I know.
And it does interest me, though. But I don't know.
It's very hard to have a conversation.
Yeah, and I don't know. That's why I want to do the... We'll try and get the Facebook Live thing happening at some point. Mm. I'd love to have a chat and a Skype line so that people can just fucking, if they've got something to say, just come in and whatever.
It'd just be people from school getting us to talk about events that happened from school. Which I'm more than happy to do.
Yeah.
Some fun times.
I've thought about it recently and I kind of want to talk about some things that I probably shouldn't that are people we've grew up with.
Okay.
But I'm not sure that I should because I don't want to use people's names, but every single person who's listening will know exactly who I'm talking about.
Well, then I think that's fine.
Well, all right. So the one that I was thinking about talking about was, somebody who regretted, our friendship for a long time.
Yep.
One of my best friends.
Regret is a soft word, I think.
Yeah, there was he held animosity for our influence on him, which I don't fully understand. All right, so I don't want to just explicitly say what it is and what had happened.
It's a story about somebody with no sense of accountability and a lot of issues and nowhere to direct them, except on the few people that he knows, who he can blame, for these things.
We were all a bit of fuckheads when we were teenagers.
We're all a bit of fuckheads.
Yeah, it wasn't a very good sentence, was it? But
sums
we were. Everyone was a dickhead.
Of course we were.
I was a cunt to a lot of people in high school. But it sucks. Sorry, but I'm happy to talk to anyone now.
Yeah,
I don't care.
Yeah.
We've grown up. It's our chance to do that. But to blame people to that extent was a bit rich. Anyway, I'm not really saying anything because you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Mm.
And I'm not. So, yeah, let's tell the story. To bring it up to speed, I hadn't seen this person in quite some time, and then they reached out, and they were going through some problems. So I stepped up. I wanted to help. Tried to give a bit of perspective, and I'm big on personal accountability.
Mm.
And you're
all of us here at Adam and Milk are,
yeah,
aren't we?
Yeah, well, that's one thing. Personal accountability, pro bullying, pro profanity.
Mm-hmm.
Is it pro profanity, or can we just say profanity?
Pro, no,
because I'm not negative fanity. That's hack. I like fanity.
Pro profanity, I like it.
Actually, all right. So there's a friend pro of mine. Wall. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pro wall.
Just in general. Particular wall.
Yeah, no particular wall in the southern part of America. There's nothing like that. I don't know. I had a friend of mine who I teased about being gay. This is a different story.
Yep.
A long time. And I'd had conversations about teasing them about being gay. And we're like, just if you came out, it wouldn't be funny anymore. So, you know, anyway, that happened months and months ago. Mm. He came up to me. He's like, fell asleep, and then this happened. He turned his head, and on the inside of his ear, like in that little, like not the ear lobe, but you know, the internal lobe part.
That little bit,
yeah. He's had a piercing there, and I'm just like, just come out already, man. And he just looks at me and he goes, yeah, I did. I was like, oh, now you ruined it.
Yeah.
It's not fun to tease you about being a fag anymore because you are.
You've got to find a new angle. The piercing's a good place to start, though. Gay or not gay,
that's not
a piercing I want to see.
Like the as much as I want to steer away from politics and everything, well, this is just things that have happened. This is no affiliation to either side. The people who punched Richard Spencer, and the other one who hit that the Canadian photojournalist,
the woman.
Yeah, the man who hit her, and then all the women gathered and pulled him away. Both of them had facial piercings.
Yep, there you go.
Which is something I strongly disagree with as a man.
Especially for men 30 plus.
Oh.
And that's what they were, weren't they? They were men who were 30 plus.
Ugh, yuck.
But I mean, one of them, he's got a lip ring or whatever, but he also gets shit on for pleasure. So, I mean.
Yeah, is that true? Like, I'm pretty sure it is, but
They were pictures. Well, they were true.
But if that, I don't know if that was the guy. I don't know.
Looks a lot like him.
It's too juicy a gossip to not believe it, because that's fun.
It fits it, doesn't it? Anyway, so.
Yeah.
He reached out.
Oh, so we got. Yeah, sorry.
You tried to help.
Yeah, so tried to help. That was strongly dejected.
Mm.
We ended up out the front of our house. With one housemate inside, he had triple O dialed because we were yelling at each other in the street. And I'm not one for physical confrontation. I will avoid it at all costs just because I am weak and I will crumble very easily. But at the same time, this is even worse because I had my residual sort of anger issues that I had as a teenager. They were still in happenings because this was a few years ago.
It didn't take much to set it off.
So I still had a lot of this weird thing there. So once it ticks to a certain point, I would just sort of burr up and be like, I don't give a fuck if I'm going to get bashed. Let's just fucking get it out of the way now. So that was all happening. And so he threatened to bash me. I'm like, oh, whatever you going to do, blah, blah, blah. Nothing happened. Went inside. Had nothing to do with each other for a long time. Then, I think it was a year ago, thereabouts, they reached out, apologized, but not really apologized, and sort of wanted
accountability.
Yeah, still wanted, sort of wanted to be friends, and I'm just like, well, what are you gonna? Why? Like I understand. I don't have any animosity. I just go, let's just move on. Like, I've got no problem with you. Yeah. If we see each other, yep, I'll say hello, I'll wish you all the best, all that, but we're not going to hang out.
Yeah.
Because it's just going to boil up to that same situation, and we're going to end up getting angry and hating each other again.
Yep.
So after that, we parted ways again. It was on good terms. Then I got a message again a week ago, 2 weeks ago, and almost the same thing, experiencing regret for the path that his life is on. I'll try and find the message and read
he's
it
like
out.
A troubled ex.
Kind of, yeah, which it sucks because it is like that. In that I do want to help that person because, you know, with an ex, you've still got that kind of emotional thing where you want to protect them, you want to help them out. But it's just not, it doesn't work. All right, here we are. So what the fuck am I doing with, this is the message. What the fuck am I doing with my life? I should have just followed the dream and moved into that apartment with you. Endless shenanigans and a fun youth. Thank you for being my friend back then. I appreciate all you did for me.
Mm-hmm.
Now that, you know, that's nice in and of itself, but it's a bit, I don't know, it's a bit, it made me uneasy because I'm like, oh no, what's going on here? And
there's definitely something attached to
it. Yeah, yeah. And I tried to help out. I just offered some very general, vague advice, but it's kind of that, it was like we were talking about last week. This is going to be a running theme on our show, I think. Of knowing your place. And now there's a lot of negative feelings attached to that idea. Oh, you should know your place. And it's not in like a condescending way or anything like that. It's more just...
Yeah, it's not in an oppressive way.
No, it's just what is your purpose in life and or what path are you on? And just you do that.
Yeah.
And you're in control of it too. So it's up to you. Anyway, he's on a very different path than us. Which is fine. That's good. Embrace the path that you're on.
Mm. Well, to an extent.
Well, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
You need to, especially what, like, once you're in deep and you have kids and stuff like that, like, you're just, that's it. You're in that path. And now you either be good at it or be shitty at it.
Mm.
I don't know.
He still has a choice. He can still leave.
Well, yeah, but.
Whether it won't feel like he has a choice, but he does. Just for more context on this individual, he gave me a combat knife for my birthday. United States Marine Corps combat. I have no interest in knives or artillery or just anything to do with that kind of thing. Teflon coated blade, so the blood doesn't stain, which is just one of the selling points. He had to go on a registry when he bought it and then gave it to me. I don't know where that knife is. It's gone. But and around the same time he contacted you, he contacted me as well. But he's a lot less intense towards me. So it was just kind of like, we should catch up. Oh, yeah, sure. And then during that week, so it was meant to be next weekend. Hey?
Just come closer to the...
During that week, he started talking to another one of my friends saying, I can't wait to catch up and we've got heaps to talk about. You know, Adam was the worst of the group. He really influenced us. He used to rape girls. Yeah, I was 14. Like, girls are fucking rated girls.
Yeah, that's rape with a T. There's no P in there. He was charged with rape, aggravated rape, and assault. That's not a thing. It's not a bad thing.
Exactly. Yeah, not for a teenage boy in a fucking town of 4,000 people, if that. But anyway, so I got wind of this because my other friend said, hey, I think this person's going to try and kill you or something, maybe.
There's some unusual behavior.
Yeah, there's some odd conversation coming my way. So I called it off, so I can't make it. I got some very abusive messages. Oh, God, I fucking hate it when people cancel at the last minute and stuff.
Yeah, very strange.
You think I'm fucking
sort of passive-aggressive.
Yeah. And then from then, our paths were different because he reached out further to you, whereas I was off the grid. I was like, I dodged restaurants. I was, yeah. So thankfully, I managed to avoid the rest of it.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, so it's tough. And then we saw, I saw somebody else. Like, these are things that I want to talk about, but these are people that we know. So, yeah. You know, I don't know whether I should or not. I don't know.
It's just, I don't know how you get someone to realize that the first step is just being, okay, I was responsible for all that 10 years ago. That was fine. I was a kid.
One thing that we didn't talk about either, this person accused all of us.
Oh, that's right.
Of banging his girlfriend.
Yep.
Who only, so I think it was like 5 of us that he accused of.
Hmm.
I was a virgin at the time. He accused 5 and 2 of us had actually met the person.
2 of us had been there. 2 of us had even been in that town. I'd never even gone to that town, let alone met this person. Wouldn't know if she walked past me on the street. And that was another part of the conversation. Hey, it's like, I know we haven't seen each other for a while, and I know that you fucked my girlfriend, but we should catch up. And I'm like, hey, man, I know, yeah, you're right. We should catch up. I'm happy to catch up. But I certainly didn't have sex with your girlfriend. But, no, man, it's okay. Like, you don't even need to pretend that you didn't. It's I know, and we can move forward. I'm like, yeah, well, we can't move forward until you accept that I didn't do this. You know this, right? You just couldn't accept it.
You know how you can make those Bitmoji things on Snapchat and it has like good night and these weird little messages? One of them should be, I did not have sex with your girlfriend. And just like just a little pose of your figure there. But not
too enticing.
No.
Just sort of, yeah.
Just not just like
neutral.
Mate, yeah, just like both watching a movie together but at the opposite ends of the couch.
Yeah. Or if it was a reality, hundreds of kilometers of separation. Constantly, forever.
Yeah. The inability to identify that person. You could have 2 people there.
Yeah.
And which one is the woman we're talking about? You'd have it's odds, 50-50, and you'd probably still get it wrong because you have no idea who that person is.
Exactly. So.
Anyway, so that happened to one of them.
No, and it's
one,
worth talking about.
And then one of them got married and doesn't want anything to do with us anymore. So.
Yeah exactly.
Oh, well, anyway, I won't get into that one.
I had to think of who that was then.
We don't want to say any names or anything, so we'll just go with, we'll say Bitchel Mels. we'll just say.
I've got the ability to sort of, like, I know it's sad and weird and stuff, but I think I've got the ability to separate myself from it and go, that's not a life that any part of me desires. And so I'm not so unhappy about just sort of being cast off and neglected.
Well, yeah. I'm
not going to let it affect my life.
It has no impact on me at all. And I acknowledge, too, that I could have maintained a bit of contact there. I could have reached out a little bit. Well, you know.
Yeah, of course.
And it's just one of those things where it's like, it just is the way it is. Yep. Whatever.
And it's okay.
Definitely detected some nervousness, some nervous energy in the air when sort of seeing each other. There's something going on back there.
It's weird, isn't it? You expect that stuff to stop as you get older.
Yeah.
And it's just exactly the same. It's very odd.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Work in a workplace of more than like 15 people. And it's just like strangers every single day. You spend more time with these people than anyone else and you just hate each other. Like, not completely, but I mean, it's enough of a population for there to be cliques and all that kind of stuff.
It's funny how, and it wants to be ruined by people too. Like, they want to make it, I know the theme of the show is unpleasant, but that's it's a joke. I like uncomfortableness and we like all that sort of
awkwardness
thing.
Awkwardness is comedy gold.
But I want it to be fun. I want us to be. I want it to be like an inclusive kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Except for the blacks.
But yeah, it's good natured, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
No. Say what you will about it, it's good natured.
Yeah, I genuinely do just want people to sort of laugh at it. But it's weird how, like you said, in a workplace, and people will just go, "All right, I know I'm locked in this contract for the next couple of years, and so are they."
But and it's good. I've got a good situation.
But they just said something a little bit untoward. And rather than go to them and talk about how it made me a bit uncomfortable, I'm going to go above their head and talk about it and just cause an issue.
Hopefully anonymously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And cause an issue to just, I don't get it.
I know, I understand social anxiety, but I mean, so many more things would be solved if people would just address each other over minor irks.
Yeah.
Either think about it and go, wait, that is minor enough for me to just move on. Or just fucking talk.
Yeah, just go up to the person.
Why waste time?
So many things get resolved by just saying it, and you acknowledge that that other person is a human being there as well.
Exactly.
It was like what I was talking about a couple of episodes ago about the blank-faced outrage thing.
Yep.
Because I think that that's the same thing. It's like the issue that you have doesn't really exist until you verbalize it.
Mm.
If somebody walks too close to you in the street or stood next to you too close or whatever, no, it's not really a thing because in their head they might not be doing anything wrong. Yeah, exactly. And you're just absorbing that and getting angry. But until you go, hey, man, back off, it's not a thing. Nothing's happened.
You've got to process it. Otherwise, you'll torture yourself. There's been plenty of times where I've thought I've had a real issue and I've tried to explain it and I'm just like, you know, I can't even formulate this. It's probably nothing.
Yeah, like, yeah. I'm just being irrationally.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I can't really pinpoint what's pissing me off, so I'm just being a moody.
It happened to me. It happened to me last night.
Yeah,
just getting irrationally angry at work. I'm like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
And it's putting me in a shit mood, and it's funny because I know the mood that I get in, and I know the way out of it, and it's a very slow dig.
Mm.
It's like I'm already in the hole, and I'm too far down to climb out. So what I've got to do is kind of hit the side with the shovel. Yeah, until enough sort of comes down, and then I can sort of get a little
bit
out
of it.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I've got to do.
Yeah.
Because I've got to start making very angry jokes.
Yeah, it's got to start uncomfortable, usually, and that's just how it is.
Usually it's a few micro-penis jokes, something like that.
Yep.
Little bit of
self-deprecating. Yeah.
Yeah, because it kind of brings me back there.
Yeah.
Because I got to go, like last night, it was talking about, I was in the freezer and somebody said, oh, do you like the freezer? I'm like, oh, I love the freezer. The only the fact that my penis is so small that you can't see what a rager I've got right now for what I'm about to do. Because it was just fucking rock. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's just time. And you know, they laughed and I'm like, that's good.
That's your way.
Because now it's bringing me back into the fold because that's all I give a shit about.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyways, so there's one thing. All right. So when we mentioned earlier about wanting to sort of steer clear a little bit of politics,
mm-hmm.
I've had a thought, and I'm fearful, Adam.
What are you fearful of, Jake? I think
the right, who I've been siding with mostly for the last year, is turning into faggots.
I think you might be right.
Yeah, you've noticed it.
I think that's eventual for every kind of...
Yeah, it's the pendulum thing.
Yeah.
And it's
This is my theory that I've used for many, many people before, and I'm going to use it on the current right. And when I'm talking about the right, I mean basically the people who are vocal on social media, who you actually read and hear about, like Paul Joseph Watson and all that. Is that who you're talking about, that kind of...
Yeah.
They sort of paint themselves into a corner where they're so known and they're so popular for their niche or for their narrative or whatever you want to call it, that it gets to a point where if there's nothing for them to jump on, they have to sort of create it, at least to some point. I think that's what happened with Clementine Ford. Fuck Clementine Ford. But
blocked on Twitter, best thing that ever happened to me.
Yeah, beautiful. I'd love to have a debate with Clementine Ford. But
I reckon I've had fantasies in my head of getting her on the show and just calling her a cunt straight away and then getting her to hang up. I think it'd be the best thing ever.
Can you? Yeah.
Anyway,
we could talk a lot about
that.
That's
very unfair.
But I mean, that's where it started for me because she started as like a vocal feminist, and then it got to a point where the movement sort of caught up to her. If you will, not that I'm saying she was ahead of anything, but just sort of as an example, the movement caught up to her. So her job or her role almost doesn't exist anymore. So for her to stay relevant, she has to just attack people and just try and find something that fits their narrative. And I think that's for somebody like, oh, I don't really want to name a name because I'm sort of just observing still. It's a political environment. But... I think it gets to a point where they're so known and so popular that they just have to create content. And then, obviously, that's not what they wanted to do originally in their role.
Yeah.
That's not what they got popular for. And it's just inherent of social media, I think.
This is human resources. This is diversity officers.
Mm.
I wish I could remember the name, but everything on my phone got deleted. I have a friend who got named. It was like a social and diversity officer for their campus residence thing.
Yeah,
and it was like an I'm pretty sure it had the word inclusivity in the title. And this is what was my issue. I was like, all right, then what happens when everyone is included and everything is okay?
Yeah.
Because these are invented jobs. They're not real jobs.
Exactly.
So human resources. Every major company has a human resources department. What do they do when everything is okay and everyone's cool and gets along?
When we're on an even playing field, when equality has been achieved.
Yeah.
And people just say, well, it will never be achieved.
Yeah, yeah. It's because you keep finding tiny little things to get upset at.
And because you create roles and implicit bias tests.
And
that don't function.
They have no... Anyway, the models are nonsense. So this is where I started to get a little bit fearful. I noticed it. I didn't want to verbalize it too early because I got a little bit scared.
Well, it's just an observation.
No, yeah.
So, is there something in mind that
this it was when Breitbart, who I like, Andrew Breitbart, and I like the website Breitbart. I like their news things. I like a lot of their journalists.
Yeah, I try to limit my time at Breitbart because it is so far conservative. Just as the same as a limit.
And there are some rubbish.
You try to read InfoWars every now and then, but you keep your main content of news.
Yeah, exactly. And it's funny because I understand why people shit on Alex Jones and InfoWars and everything.
Alex Jones is so... I like Alex Jones, but you can shit on him.
When he's promoting his supplements, I love it. I saw him
if you're taking InfoWars supplements, you're a moron. As simple as that.
Did you see him at the inauguration and some woman called him out for having alcohol in his breath? And he's screaming, going mental. And somebody's just like, this is like a wrestling promo. And I'm like, it really is. How amped up he is.
And I think it's because they are so unashamedly far right.
Yeah.
And like, that's their thing. That it does go into like sports entertainment territory.
Yeah.
That's where those things came from.
And like, it's a horrible saying, but you know, broken clock is twice a day, all that shit. So there are things in the news that he was talking about 10 years ago, which we are now sort of going, oh, there is some weird shit happening.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah.
But there is a lot of nonsense as well about goat children. anyway, Breitbart. When Breitbart started pushing this whole, was it boycott Kellogg's or something like that?
I think pulled support for Milo or something.
Yeah, yeah, something like that. And I'm like, oh, come on, guys.
Yeah.
You're doing the same tactics, and I just don't like it.
The same thing with Paul Joseph Watson. Obviously, just hope, like, when the first reports came out of the Quebec shooter, and I'm sorry, we're into politics, but I mean, there's another...
yeah, we're...
There's another conversation.
We're talking about the news thing.
He was sort of hoping, like, when the witness got released, it was Muhammad. He was cheering. And then when it ended up being a white French-Canadian, the left were cheering. And it's just at a point now where people are praying for violence that will...
To suit their side,
That will confirm their bias. And that's just... It's over at that point. The conversation's over at that point. That we've got to find something else. That's how I feel anyway. But they sort of can't because that's what... Imagine if Mike Cernovich just... I mean, he's not a great example because he's done extremely well for himself.
Mm.
I mean, imagine if one of those guys just stopped talking about Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Like, they're basically to reinvent themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is what he's in the process of doing. Like, because he didn't talk about Trump at all until the end of sort of 2014.
That's not what... I mean, it's certainly elevated him.
But that's... You're right, because that did take him up to that new thing. He put a book out about him.
Yeah.
But it's going to go away.
Yeah, and he was somewhat established before that.
Mm.
He's got his eggs in various baskets. That's why I said he's not a great example. But just one of those guys.
Yeah.
If they stopped riding this wave, then what? Like, I mean...
No, you're absolutely right. See, this is what... Yeah, we all knew it was going to happen. The pendulum swings and it goes to one side, and then the dickheads from that side are going to ruin it, and then it's going to go back, and then the dickheads from that side are going to ruin it.
Yeah.
And it's already happened because... All right, so did you hear about that tweet from...
The assassination is taking a long time? India Knight?
No. This was a different one than what I thought. Katie Rich. So this is... I thought it was a guy who got... The story that I... I'm just got the wrong story up.
It's all right.
But it was a writer who got fired from Comedy Central, I think,
yeah,
for a tweet about Barron Trump, where he said he looks like a sex offender in the future. Future date rapist.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Which, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't find it particularly hilarious or anything, but, you know, whatever. It
doesn't offend me.
Yeah, who cares? But then people are calling to get this guy fired, and you go... But here's the interesting thing. Comedians have been getting fired for jokes and things like that going back a long time, where we've been... And it's funny that it's happening to them now, them being the left who was all for it.
Yeah.
Now it's happening to the reverse. There's a lot of outcry, and I just go, okay, well, I guess that's kind of how it's the direction that it has to go.
There's a bit of consistency
where we go, this is just, it's all bullshit. They shouldn't get fired. So unless you're willing to defend the other side for any of your points... And well, that's it. When you divide it into sides, I don't care. I'm okay with dividing it into sides.
Yeah.
But you need to be willing to... The rules need to apply to both.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it is just your shitty team and, you know, fuck you.
Really, if I could just separate myself from the sides, I think nobody should be losing their jobs.
Yeah, that's a joke exactly.
they make or something exactly. they say on the internet.
That guy should not have lost the job. Sorry, what was the one you were going to talk about? Was that...
I think her name's Indian Knight. And she tweeted... this assassination is taking a long time.
Yeah. I mean,
it's just a joke. I mean, well, she's not going to do anything.
Yeah.
If it happened, it's not because of that tweet.
Yeah.
And she had to delete it and apologize. Well, she didn't have to, but she did.
Yeah.
Because...
Damage control.
Yeah, damage control. But, I mean, I don't know what that pressure would feel like. But that's the point. And then people on the right, like the far right, were sort of saying... just condemning her for saying it. And I'm just kind of like, fucking, if you're going to take the side you're on and stick to it and speak that way, then you're going to have a thick skin. You're going to cop shit.
Yeah.
And you can't just whinge about it the same way.
The same way that they are. Like, yeah, exactly. It's infuriating.
It's just a bitch fight then.
And so
it's embarrassing. Like, adults speaking to each other like that over Twitter is embarrassing.
And we've all said dumb things. We've all said tasteless things. We've done tasteless things. And
if you deny it, you just...
We just need to just grow up. Just be like, hey, come on, you shouldn't have done that. Yep, you're right.
Yeah.
Or you say, yeah, it happened in the past. I'm not going to apologize because what's that going to... It doesn't achieve anything.
That's like one issue I have with Donald is that he's a bit of a sensitive Nancy.
See, I understand what you mean, but I was talking about this earlier in the week to somebody, and I disagree. I understand where it comes from, because that's what a lot of people talk about is his overreactions to things online and stuff. But I just see that as part of the game.
Mm.
I don't think he's actually that emotional about it. He's just doing that, and people are getting worked up about it.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Possibly. He would never read his Twitter notifications. I saw someone tweet the other day and it was like, make sure you tag him in it because he'll get notifications every time there's a reply. I'm like, oh, yeah. You think he's just fucking working and just, hang on, I've got to deal with these 11 notifications on Twitter.
He's got 20 million followers. That's 20 million who follow him. How many more people who don't follow him are actually engaging. Tweeting? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Jesus. He tweets what... He gets it out when he wants to write a somewhat coherent tweet, and that's it.
It's yeah. See, my theory is that he's just playing a game. I can't remember the guy's name. He's a very amateur, low level comedian, and I heard him. I think he just got interviewed for like 5 minutes because he was in the audience at Legion of Skanks.
Yep.
And he got no. Sorry, it was the New York City Crime Report with Pat Dixon, and he had a Donald Trump tattoo. Just because he thought it would be funny.
Yeah.
So he got the tattoo and Donald Trump was doing a thing in New York at the time. And so he goes up in the line. He's just like, hey, Donald. Like, he didn't even give a shit about Trump. He didn't. He just thought it was funny.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I got this tattoo. And, he's like, and Donald welcomes him. Oh, this is fantastic. This is great.
Yeah.
And he tells him he's a comedian. And he's talking to... They're getting photos and stuff at the time. And he's like, funniest comedian in New York. He's amazing. This kid's going to be the future. All this sort of thing. Okay, so that's on the positive side. Now we look on the negative side. He's just an extreme dude for the facade.
Yeah.
He doesn't mean any of that.
All throughout the campaign, he never once mentioned the possibility of losing.
Yeah.
and he always is full of nothing but praise for any of his supporters. And exactly. It's a game. It is a game.
And anyone who goes against him, disregarded
exactly.
immediately.
And that's how you build that following.
So that's what I mean, where I don't think that he is that emotional about those things. I think he just, it's all strategy in his head, and I don't think it is...
He knows who's going to side with him, and he knows who's going to fight it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what I think.
I hope so. I hope it's that intricate.
Now, for what we were talking about...
Fuck, it's hot.
Cruel and tasteless joke from the people... Okay, that is a shame. What I wanted to talk about was the how we measure things differently. Okay, sorry. So we're talking about people getting fired for jokes. I think it was 2011, Jim Norton released a book called I Hate Your Guts. Mm-hmm. And it was just a series of hate essays. And it was pretty funny. The first chapter was Heather Mills.
Yep.
I've never...
Old Stumpy.
Yeah, I've never read or heard anything... making more one-leg jokes in like three or four pages, just relentless. It was so funny. But he's got a chapter in there about Al Roker. Now, there's a bit of a long story, so I'm going to try and sum it up in as short a span as possible. In, I think it was 2008, Don Imus got fired from a job. He's a radio broadcaster in the US. And I don't know, not very interesting. Oh, I talk like this when I'm on the radio.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Grey haired,
just
cancer nothing. Spotted.
And he got fired because he said the word nappy headed hose when he was talking about somebody, a black person. And so there was a lot of outcry. Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Yeah. I would have thought that was an Arab slur.
It's a cultural different thing. Yeah. I don't understand.
Yeah.
So he did that. He got fired for it.
He sounds like a bit of fuckhead.
Oh boy, I regret that. he got fired. Then 2 or 3 years later, at the time, Al Roker went after him to make sure he got fired, campaigned to get him fired.
Mm.
2 or 3 years later, Al Roker is doing a televised event. He's a weatherman, by the way. Did a televised event raise money for epilepsy.
Yep. Pepilepsy.
Yeah, pepilepsy.
Yep.
So he put when they put the number up on the screen to say to call in, he said, "If you can get up off the stop rolling off the floor and call in, here's the number." So made a joke.
Yeah.
Didn't he called for Imus to step down from his role for the joke that he said. He made fun of people with epilepsy on his show to raise money for the people with epilepsy. Yep. He didn't step down. Didn't say anything for it. Didn't apologize. Nothing. Now.
Weak.
Yeah, that's bullshit. And I don't care. It's a pretty ballsy joke.
It's a funny joke. That's all it is. He's doing good.
Yeah. Which, exactly. Now,
technically,
Don Imus got fired from his job. He runs a ranch out of LA for kids with cancer.
Really?
Who just go out to hang out with animals. It's a fully functional farm. They grow things there. It's like a relief thing from the hospital.
Yeah, like a respite.
That stopped getting money because he stopped getting money.
Yeah. Just because
he said that.
Yeah.
Because he said words.
And because, what was that guy's name, sorry?
Imus or Al Roker?
Al Roker. And that's because of Al Roker starting, was it a Twitter campaign kind of thing?
Something like that.
But I mean, him doing that, he's only doing that because that gives him credit for his role.
Yeah.
Because he can it's virtue signaling, essentially is all it is. And he's not thinking about the effect that's having on not just the individual, but that individual's monkey sphere of people. You know what I mean?
Poor choice of words.
but it's not really, is it?
No.
Someone will say it is.
Yeah, exactly. It can be called and looked at that.
Yeah. So look into a monkey sphere so you know it's not racist.
So I, we like to make jokes about race.
Mm.
I don't give a fuck.
None of us do. I will make one.
So this is the thing that I wanted to talk about.
Next podcast, I'm taking my shirt off. It's hot in here.
Take it off now.
No, I can't.
We won't steal the Legion of Skanks All Dude All Nude podcast, but take your shirt off.
We don't have to steal it, but we can embrace other people's ideas.
Yeah, why not? I'm all about giving credit. Well, here's the thing.
Bulls.
Like we talked about when we started 2017 about what we want the show to be, We're 25.
Yep.
We're gonna try things that other people have done. We can't just fucking start with something wholly unique and original. We're gonna try. That's the goal. We want to get there, but we're gonna try some things. But I'm happy to give credit. I want to.
Absolutely, because that's why we're doing this. Oh yeah, these other people that I think are funny and intelligent have done it. So yeah. I'd like to do that too. Yeah. Well, wouldn't I give credit?
And to me, it's like say you've got like a big furnace, and you've got all this shitty wood at the front, and there's really good ones, good stuff at the back. You're gonna have to just load it all in, and we'll slowly churn through all of this stuff that we've got to use,
yeah, exactly.
All ideas that we like, and we'll see what works and what doesn't work, and eventually we get to the end, which is our own stuff. So we've just kind of got to work through it.
Can we just share? At what age do you think we'll be successful doing this? We're 25 now.
I don't know what you mean by successful.
Let's say self-sufficient.
So I don't have to work a second job. I don't have to work a job out of this.
Yep.
I think as early as 28.
Me too, but I think that's almost the minimum unless we just really go well. You know.
Well, what I want to do is chip away at it slowly.
Mm.
Anyway, sorry.
Exactly. Well, that's the point. But I mean, the people we listen to and look up to and learn from aren't in their fucking 20s, are they?
Exactly.
And neither should yours, but still listen.
Yeah, yeah. Listen to us, to make fun of us, to watch us
grow with us.
Yes. That's what I think is interesting. That's what's interesting to me. I love demos, like music demos. I love a finished song. But then I like to go back and hear what it was to begin with, and I like to hear a bit of the progress. That's why I love when a band is they debut songs live, and then it's a year before they record the album, and you hear different lyrics, you hear different sections and stuff.
And it makes you appreciate the polish.
Yes.
And like the polish is what comes last, and it's not really the fruits of your labor and all that kind of stuff. It's not really what you're producing, but the polish is obviously extremely important. It's the thing that makes it publishable. And it's much easier to appreciate that sort of polish when you do hear the roots of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right.
So you hear a demo and then you hear a produced final version. You're like, yes, that process is...
See, now even this show, like I picture we'll pick up a few people who will listen every week. But what I'm hoping is we can get people who listen one week, then they'll go a couple, and then something interesting might happen and they'll listen again. Yeah. That's what I want. I want to have them slowly come back and just go, oh, yeah, they've trimmed things up. They've made little improvements in that. But that's what we want to do.
We should do a poll about who misses Ricky.
Oh.
I know what I'd vote.
Yeah. No.
Don't tell him that he'll never come back.
No, I want him back, definitely.
Yeah, for sure. He's fun.
I don't know how to check the poll.
Great looking. Well, I checked it, and then I went to check it a second time, which means I'll have to vote again.
Oh, okay.
I think Wednesday was winning so far. Right. Can also just say that on Facebook polls, whoever created the poll can vote on it as many times as they like, which I think is bullshit. Create a poll, I guess you're entitled to a vote if you know.
Yeah, I still think that's
all's fair. I'm sure politicians would vote for themselves given the chance, but
you ever see that in TV shows and stuff when they'd have like a class president and stuff like that, where they'd have the person who voted for the other person just because they're a top bloke.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck right. Fucking
rubbish.
But so don't take Facebook polls too seriously. We'll take that one reasonably seriously. Yeah. Probably do what we want, but administrators can vote as many times as they like. So just bear that in mind. Yeah.
Just like presidential elections.
Exactly.
It wasn't rigged.
No,
it wasn't. Fucking hell.
That died off, didn't it? The last 5 days?
Yeah, it's in. I love just keep an eye on these things. You see the news cycle. I saw something interesting headline in the Herald Sun the other day about. Here's where the media is up to. It was being too harsh on youth offenders,
mm-hmm.
and we were handing out lengthy sentences. People were getting sent to adult prison when they shouldn't have. This was years ago, and now we're at the stage where we are too relaxed, too many slap on the wrist punishments for youth offenders. Like, this is just me skimming the headlines, and I'm like, yeah, yeah. Oh, okay, so that's where we're up to now.
Yeah,
it's just a cycle.
Yeah.
So with what we were talking about with Imus and Al Roker and these people getting fired, so I wanted to talk about this is a Nietzsche theory, and now I've never read Nietzsche, so I've just came across this because somebody's posted something about these moralities, which is very interesting.
Yep.
Which you don't know how tempting it is. Oh, yes, I've just been reading some Nietzsche.
I've
lately.
Just been reading Wikipedia. Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, I've just been reading some excerpts that people have screenshot and put on Twitter. I sound like what's
just
that
been, I've been
name?
Reading the works of Nietzsche.
Yeah. what's his name?
In screen grab for
Jared Taylor. He's a real. The white man is one of those guys.
Okay.
And we somehow just descended into his voice when we started doing that. Okay, so this Nietzsche thing. Master and slave morality. Slave morality values things like kindness, humility, and sympathy, while master morality values pride, strength, and nobility. Master morality weighs actions on a scale of good or bad consequences, i.e. classical virtues and vices, consequentialism, unlike slave morality, which weighs actions on a scale of good or evil intentions.
Okay.
Now.
So one is based on intentions and one is based on outcomes.
Exactly.
Yep.
Now, what I think is we all sort of dip into both. And that's the difference between people who disagree on things. It's we just master and slave morality. We can pick which one we adhere to based on the circumstances. So with Imus, it was slave morality.
Yep.
Because it was a black guy. No. Because it was some words and nothing bad actually happened because of it. And it actually resulted in a bad thing because it meant kids with cancer weren't going to a farm anymore just to, like, lift their spirits.
Yeah, that is an outcome.
Yes, yeah, those are the measurable outcomes. And so I think that's where a lot of this confusion and anger comes from, is like we just need to weigh things differently and compare it to a different thing.
It might be good if, along with policies and stuff like that, that politicians give us some outcomes as well. Like, education system's a good enough reference. People know when they study this syllabus, these are your expected outcomes. This is what you should get from this. Whereas, like with a presidential sort of, you know, announcement, it doesn't come with a set, not directly. I mean, you can easily find them yourselves and you can think about it, but it doesn't come with, we are doing this.
And this is
and what, this is we, what got, we hope to achieve
yeah.
at the end of it. That doesn't right. exist.
It's like very it's like a very poor manager at a restaurant.
Yeah.
When there's no targets for the week, or sales.
Yeah.
If you don't have a sales target, like what are we doing? I don't know how much we've got to sell to the week. Yeah. Yeah. No, you're absolutely right.
You're not consciously wasting time.
Yeah.
You just don't have a directive. You don't have a goal.
Regardless, again, this show isn't like a whole pro-Trump thing.
Fuck no.
Like, we've
pro-truth. Kind of, pro-outcomes.
Oh, dear.
Representing.
No. It's still real to me, damn it!
See, we've talked about this. We don't make us like Trump. That's where we're at.
No, make us dislike
him. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But it's got to be with facts and with outcomes and with results.
Because there are some things that get brought up which make me go, oh yeah, this isn't too good. Like with the Obamacare thing, I go, oh
yeah,
this is a bit hairy. I forget what I was going to go into.
I'll just say that if you're trying to make me dislike somebody and you tell me that their speech is ignorant, I'm not going to dislike them based on that. Maybe if they're not the president.
Yeah.
Like if it's just somebody, you know, he's a fuckhead, you know, okay, well, he's a bit of a fuckhead or whatever. I'll say, no, okay, whatever. But with Donald Trump, his speech is divisive. That's not enough.
Yeah.
Because if I'm seeing political results.
You know what else?
Which remains to be seen.
You know what isn't divisive? Screaming in someone's face.
No, that's
That's not definitely not
That's comforting, yeah, and it's inviting.
That really welcomes me into
it's
the
home. Homely.
I was about 9 years old when I figured out that nobody comes over to your side if you're just being a cunt to them.
Yeah, exactly. And I also found out at probably an even younger age that if someone's in my space screaming their lungs out, that's going to be a situation that I want to end immediately.
Chia LaBeouf is a fucking pussy faggot bitch.
And yep.
I love that his thing gets hijacked all the time. His fucking camera. Oh.
Yeah. He's a fucking...
What a tool.
Moron.
Actors.
Exactly.
People who pretend to be other people for a living are not... These are not role models. They're not mentally sound.
Forever, people have agreed that performers get paid too much.
Yeah.
They're the elite. And as soon as they start to agree with what some of the common population are saying, then suddenly they're just revered.
Woo!
Yeah. Is that finally someone with a podium speaking some truth?
Did you see that video from the people from Stranger Things?
No.
At that award ceremony?
No.
It said a thing about punching people in the face, like about the dispenser thing.
Yep.
And applause all around. It was
if beloved. Richard Spencer was actually a Nazi who was actively killing Jewish people or anyone,
yeah,
then I'd agree. I'd be happy. I'd be happy with whatever happened.
Yeah, then that's not enough. Then he needs to be punished.
Yeah, he needs to be put to jail. Not just punched in the face.
yeah, that's the ridiculous thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a very strange measuring tool where they're bad enough to get punched in the face.
Yep.
Not bad enough to be sent to prison. Like, I don't understand where this thing is. Just... Yeah.
Not bad enough to be prosecuted.
Be in control of your own life.
Yeah.
And if you are, then you'll be happy. You'll figure out, oh, Jesus, that guy's a cunt. I don't need to have anything to do with him.
Bruce Springsteen's gone the same way too. He's on tour in Australia at the moment, and I haven't got tickets to see Bruce. Last two tours, I've seen him five times all up, but I wasn't quite interested this time.
How many times did you see him in 1 week?
Three on the first tour, Monday, Wednesday, Friday at the same venue. And then the next year I saw him once in Sydney and that same week in the Hunter Valley.
so you consider yourself a fan?
Somewhat, yeah. I've kept that quiet. But yeah, this tour, his first night in Perth, he said that, you know, the East Street Band's heart and souls were with the women marching across the world. And then last night, maybe in Adelaide, I think it was, he said that they, you know, they detest the Muslim ban and stuff. It's not a Muslim ban, but yeah, we won't get into it.
See, that's the tough thing, because they invent an argument that they can defeat, which is that it's a Muslim ban.
Yeah.
And you go, well, hang on, it's not a Muslim ban.
Yeah.
It's a temporary travel restriction.
Yeah.
And some people got a little bit put out by it.
Which has been, similar restrictions have been in place at various points throughout history forever.
Yeah.
Forever. And still are. All the countries on that list, if you're an American Israeli citizen, if you're an American Jew who has a dual citizenship, you can't visit most of those countries anyway.
Yeah.
No one gives a fuck.
And that's the thing. With the protest, what was it for?
Just to lift it? Is that it?
But it wasn't. It was about women... Standing up for something.
The original march. Yeah, okay.
I don't know. I don't know what it actually was for. Nobody does.
Yeah.
But that's how you get so many people there, by telling them to, because it's
wait
just
till a, they start the talking thing. About the gender gap between the rest of the sexes. we're in for some fun.
That was ridiculous. I did see. I'll try and find this guy. Here we go. Jeffrey Miller. Posted a lot of great things the other day. Sorry, it's going to take me a little bit of a second. Oh, here's a good one. Nation that's 53% Protestant shocked that Supreme Court might include one Protestant out of nine judges. So, you know, the new appointee.
Yep.
I'll try and find this part on the gender gap.
Mm-hmm. While you try to find that, the easiest way to... not discredit, but just form a pretty solid opinion about protests in the modern era is to just read a little bit about Ukraine in the last 6 to 8 years and what those citizens were protesting Like, they were essentially protesting for their lives, and literally were for about 60 to 90 days. That's a real protest. That's a population saying this government is completely oppressive to its citizens, and our only option is to fight back, is to, like, be within solidarity. And then you look at the women's marches that don't have a directive, were organised by someone who's a fucking idiot and who is terrible with her word.
Well, and pro-Sharia law.
Pro-Sharia law. Pro-Saudi Arabia.
Well, I can't believe somebody can get...
Pro-removing the genitals of a female victim of genital mutilation.
Yeah, so she's not all bad.
Yeah, exactly. Well, at least she's consistent with her...
I can't believe that somebody can legitimately stand up and be outraged that there aren't enough states in the US that recognise Sharia law. That's fucking hilarious.
What does...
Do you know that Sharia actually means law? So you're just saying law. It's the same thing that you're saying. And it's like ATM machine. ATM is automatic teller machine. And you're saying automatic teller machine. It's the same thing. I don't know what you're doing.
It's like when you say chai tea. It's actually TT because chai is tea in Indian. So you're saying TT. Great. I would be if I was in fucking India. I'd be saying chai, some word they don't understand probably.
Okay. I won't say chai anymore, but I will use the cunt word and I'll be directing it in your direction.
What were we just talking about?
The Sharia Women's law. March.
But they don't want it to just be recognised. They want it to be ruling. They want it to be installed. How are you going with this tweet?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. So there's a lot here. Okay, I'll have to go back to my page to find it, but here are some good ones. Social justice warrior logic. We must reject the gender binary. Also, the wage gap between the two sexes must be fixed. Social justice warrior logic. Race is an arbitrary social construct with no biological basis. Also, minorities are underrepresented in biomedical studies. Human sexuality has no biological basis. Also, homosexuality has a biological basis. We must preserve LGBT rights at all costs. Also, we must welcome new citizens and with violently homophobic beliefs. Capitalism will never take ordinary people's concerns into account. Also, boycott Uber. Because you see that whole thing?
Yeah, exactly, because taxi drivers have families to support and stuff. Well, this was in Melbourne anyway. Mm. Taxi drivers were protesting it. Well, improve your service. Compete.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. This is a thing that Will is trying to make us angry at each other when it is the government's fault.
Yeah.
And it is because the government was charging, it's like $250,000 for the license?
Yeah, well, they regulate
the
taxi industry.
Deregulate that shit. Let the market look after itself. But it's the government's fault, and the government wasn't stepping in to regulate. See, I don't think they should regulate Uber. I don't think the government... Fuck off.
Yeah, well, because they're already a cheap alternative.
Yeah.
They're better than taxis.
Let it do what it does, but free up the taxis in response. Give them their money back that they've put so much money into, which is for our country.
Yeah, exactly. If you're... You can't boycott Uber. Well, no, actually, I guess, because I was going to make a point, I got confused, and I'm back on... Uber hire a lot of... refugees and migrants. Well, maybe not refugees, but a lot of migrants anyway. You can't be pro-migrant and also want to boycott Uber at the same time, because that's a perfect job. If you have a license and the ability to navigate, then that's sort of guaranteed work.
And I love chatting to taxi drivers too.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just funny.
Last time I was in an Uber, I talked to a guy who's from Nepal.
Yeah, you find out some interesting things.
And he's only here because his son has medical needs that Canberra could cater to. So when he's in Canberra, he drives Ubers. And when he's in Nepal, he's a tour guide. So he just goes back whenever there's a big enough group booking to warrant going back. And he's just, he was the guy I was talking about who was like, it's so weird over here. You've got some things here, and then you've got a 25-minute drive, and you've got some more similar things. But yeah, that's the point. It's interesting. That's a migrant success story.
Nothing is more inclusive than jobs.
Yeah.
We all get along when we've got a common goal of working together.
Exactly.
But on that topic, so this is a guy who, his name's, I should actually mention the guy whose tweets it is Primal Polly. So at Primal Polly on Twitter, Jeffrey Miller. So the guy that I'm going to talk about now is Vibe High. So at Vibe HI. And he tweeted, racism is when the black unemployment rate is double the national average, but you give jobs to foreigners. And he hashtag boycott Starbucks, because Starbucks in America went to say, oh, we're going to hire so many
10,000.
Oh, yeah, they're going to hire
10,000 refugees. Did you see their stocks dipped as well? Astronomically?
See, I think I've talked about it on the show before, but I'm going to bring it up again because go fuck yourself. Chuck Johnson, who runs Got News, one of those guys, right wing guy, a little bit crazy, a little bit nutty.
Of course, if he's that.
Yeah, there's some stuff that makes me go, oh, but he's good at what he does. He, every time a major company has a diversity initiative or something like that, or they undergo some huge training thing, or they make a statement like that, he shorts their stock. He bets against them in the stock market. I don't know how it works, but it works 100% of the time for him because your priorities are in the wrong place. It's not because diversity is the wrong thing, but because your company is now concentrating on being diverse, or it is concentrating on hiring a particular type of people, you're not providing the best service. If that is your goal, you will be successful.
You're really not acknowledging the shareholders.
Yeah.
And if you're a publicly trading enterprise, then if you want people to buy stocks, then you have to cater to be those successful stockholders.
You have to be good at what you do. But if you're making your priority something else,
that isn't success, that isn't business. Exactly.
So, yeah, that was interesting because, like, this is that part of that whole HOTEP Twitter thing. A very smart, interesting guy.
Yeah, he really is.
And there's a lot of these issues that people bring up with migrants and stuff, and these guys are just like, come on. Like, these are the guys who genuinely want to improve the issues in the black community, but they get... These guys get called coons. They get called Uncle Toms just hundreds of times a day because they're like, stay with your family.
Yeah.
Don't just fuck somebody and then leave them with, like, this. It's like there's too many women that they know who've got five kids to different guys. And they're like, let's be a community again. Like, that's what they're about. And these guys get, like, I made a joke about the word coon last week. I'd never call someone that.
No. It's really... I know what you mean.
But, geez, it's very extreme.
That's the thing. Extremists on any side are just...
I was talking to you about it recently. I only just discovered the really extreme for the right, how bad it got.
Yeah, psychotic. Ooh,
yeah, unbelievable.
Yeah, truly psychotic.
Just because somebody has a kid... Like, they go after Mike Cernovich, they go after Gavin McInnes.
Because they've got mixed race.
Yeah.
Mixed race children.
My God. See, this is a funny thing. This is how good and how smart the South Park guys are. When they did that episode where people were traveling back from the future to put money in bank accounts so that everything was okay because they were so poor and everything.
Yeah.
And they were a particular shade of brown and they used a language that was... all the languages combined.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's so funny because everyone was like, ooh, what race are they going to do in the future? No, it's just all of them together.
Yeah, just all an amalgamation. Of them together. Yeah, exactly.
I was looking for it too, and I'm like, oh, they've done the right thing there. They knew that that's what we would be looking for to either defend or to go after them for.
Yeah.
All right, so we've done an hour. We might come back for a break after a break. We'll see what happens.
So there we go.
All right. Thanks for listening, cunts.
Thanks for listening.
Well, I don't know. Did you want to do a break or did you want to come back or did you want to just leave it?
Well, let's just fucking say goodbye, and if we come back, it doesn't matter.
All right. So at Adam and Milk on Twitter, facebook.com/ Adam and Milk.
AdamandMilk@gmail.com. Send us an official email.
And we are now on Podbean. We will be posting regular updates from our... podcast
most
site.
Most importantly, it's free.
Yeah, 100% free.
The Podbean app is free. Everything else is free.
We're not going to fucking charge for anything. Not yet.
No.
At the moment, we're gonna introduce shirts. We're going to bring shirts out very soon.
Yep, they'll be up for purchase soon with our great logo.
Thank you, Cody.
Thanks, Cody Moore.
Thank you, Cody, for the logo.
I hate to say that I forget. CGM. CJ. CM Designs?
I think it's
CM Designs. Hit him up.
He is good. I do want to get him back for some other stuff.
Yeah, I've got something in mind. Anyway, Designs.
Thank you very much.
Peace.
Yes, that was unpleasant for all concerned.